Blog Talk Radio.
Understand why we like it hard. You start to cry.
Hello, hello, good morning. It is May the 4th, 2021, and I'm here with another word of encouragement, spiritual sowing. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, before I get into the word, let your Holy Spirit be with me and guide me throughout the day, the week, the month. I give all honor to you, and I pray for those that have been sick, have been in the hospital, have recovered from COVID or any other ailment that they have been dealing with. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Right now I have in prayer Denise Giss. Her mother is in the hospital. She's fighting COVID, and so is her sister. God, let his hand be over them. Let the Holy Spirit heal Denise's mother and her sister. Keep them protected, and let your guardian angels be with them always. Amen, amen. Spiritual sowing. In Galatians 6:8, it says, he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Sowing looks like a losing business. We put corn into the ground, never to see it again. Yet, if we sow to the Spirit by studying to live unto God, seeking to obey his will and promoting his honor, we shall not sow in vain. Life shall be our reward, even everlasting life. This we enjoy here as we enter into the knowledge of good communication with God and enjoyment of God. This life flows on like an ever-deepening river till it bears us to the ocean of infinite facility, where the life of God is ours forever. Let us not sow to our flesh, for the harvest will be corruption. But let us live for the highest, purest, and most spiritual end, seeking to honor the Lord by obeying his most gracious spirit. What a harvest will that be when we reap life everlasting. What seeds of endless bliss will be reaped? Spiritual sowing. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Let this word touch your heart, and let this word be a word of encouragement about spiritual sowing. Amen. Because I always want to be in the presence of the Lord and have that closeness with him. And I hope that you're getting closer to the Lord since we've been shut out, shut in, or vice versa. But let the Lord keep you grounded throughout this. Yeah, the pandemic, governors in different states are lifting up bans, but please keep yourself protected. Amen. Because COVID has not gone anywhere. Amen. Amen. Have a blessed day. God bless you. And let him keep you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.